Sullivan Lake, Wisconsin, which is less than 10 miles. And I was actually in Illinois yesterday to the train station, in fact, in Harvard, Illinois. So picking up a house guest. So today I'm on the generally usable FT-101 Zulu Delta, which says it's 3.842 with a blinking 0 to 1 right now. Going into a Clipperton L, a Dentron Super Tuner, and my 75-meter loop, which is amongst the trees, etc. All right, time for the spiel, and we're going to get to the housekeeping and then the eight. Let's see. The vintage sideband netter meets most Saturday mornings at the conclusion of the Midwest Classic Radio Net. Now, that's the AM net that I sometimes operate on at 3885 KCs. Now, we operate at 3842 KC plus or minus QRM. And the net generally starts at 8:45 Central Time. Now, this net is a meeting place for those hams that like old sideband junk. Many of the rigs that show up here are considered cranky and obsolete, kind of like their operators. These radios are often shunned by the general ham populace. Now, our audio may be distorted, our signals may drift, hum and noise may cause havoc with our receivers. Here it comes, guys. Smoke and flames can occur at any time while using these radios. That's got an exclamation point at the end of it. This is all normal, and it's welcome here. We are definitely not ashamed. The vintage sideband net welcomes your tube-type or hybrid radio of any age to check in. Other newer solid-state radios must have been made in 1979 or earlier, here it comes, or have a rotary band switch. Having then achieved vintage status, and then they're okay to check in. However, comma, if you try to sneak in with a modern radio, one of those dreaded aluminum boxes, you will suffer the wrath of net members, and it can and will get ugly. There's a guy from Black Earth that tries doing that all the time. So, let's take a minute to tune up our transmitter or transceivers. Get on frequency the best you can. I was going to say something, but I bit my tongue. Burn and the dust off those precious sweet tooth. Tune them up, boys and girls, and we will be back to take additional check-ins. Hopefully they're out there. And do housekeeping. But remember, when you check in, please, please tell us who you are, where you're at, and what kind of old sideband junk you're on. And tune them up.
How do you run this radio here?
Test, 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 1, 2, test, 1, 2, 3, AC8, FL.
What if I stick my finger in here?
Where's Mr. T? Anything, anybody else? Well, that was short. Well, let's see, thanks for Mr. T for making my day, and Mr. Wizard trying to figure out how to run his radio. So everybody that remembers Mr. Wizard gets a point today. So, and you get extra points if you tell me who it, what was the man's name. So, let's see. We do have a website. It is vintagessb.net. I give the usual plug. And that is that we have lots of old radios on the website, along with a few of their owners. We do have a spot for sales and wants, and we do have audio recordings that an individual who will remain nameless, who lives near Oshkosh, Wisconsin, who does the audio for us, and we highly appreciate that. So, that's pretty much all the housekeeping, and just a reminder, it is Yaesu month, so if I do forget to give you the bell, please remind me, because I have short-term memory loss. Let's go to the 8th while we still have them. November 8th, Delta Golf Delta N8 DGD. your nickel on the vintage sideband net. Come now.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Rick. N9RK in November 8, Delta, Golf Delta. Name here is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Western Michigan. And I am running a Kenwood, not a Yaesu, but a Kenwood, sorry, TS-520 here this morning. And no fire yet. This is my first time on this net, I believe, so thanks a lot for doing that. And I like the style here, very good. Antenna is a, I call it a W3 Echo Delta Papa, W3 EDP antenna. It's basically a random wire and it's counterpoise, and I'm up on the second floor here, so I know it's a no-no probably, but anyway, that's where my radio room is, so, and that's about it here, so. And thanks a lot for the net here. I got Eric NQAJ was the one that kind of tuned me in here to this morning. So I've got it here in my calendar. Okay, thanks a lot, Rick. Let's see, back to you. N9RK. Thanks a lot, Rick. NADGD.
Well, I'm the one that usually forgets calls and butchers them up, and thank you, Tom. Last month was Kenwood month, and we like those Kenmore top loaders or front loaders, however you get them. So thank you for checking in, and come back soon. NQ8J, November Queen 8, Juliet, you're next, whether you like it or not, on the vintage sideband net. Come now.
All right, Rick. Well, good morning, Rick. Thanks for taking the net. And hello again to everybody who was on the Midwest Plus radio net earlier. This is Eric in Grand Rapids. Rick, this morning is a Drake TR-4. Drake TR-4. And microphone's a Shure 450. And we're running into a dipole at 15 feet via a Drake MN2000, and yeah, no vintage Yaesu gear here. I've got a few rigs with push buttons and LCD displays, but nothing vintage, unfortunately. But maybe maybe you'll add to that add to the collection someday. So. With that, I will turn it back over to you, Rick. Wish everybody a good weekend. I'll be listening. 73 N9RK NQ8J.
Well, thank you, Eric, on the TR4. You know, I do get warm fuzzies on those copper or copper-coated chassis. So, thank you for your TR4. And the last eight on my list is the powerhouse of Michigan, AC8FL. A co-conspirator as a alternate net control of the MCRN. We have a secret handshake. Good morning, John, and I think you're John number two. You're John Square.
Very good, Rick, N9RK, and everyone on the vintage sideband net here. Yeah, I guess John Squared this morning from Fenton, Michigan, about 25 miles due south of Flint, and signal's holding up so far, so good. Still good copy on you, and also I'll say good morning, hello to Tom, N8DGD, just booming into Fenton here with the Kenwood, and good morning again to Eric and QAJ, fine signal from the TR-4. Well, wasn't sure I was going to get in here. I had a lot of to-dos after being away a couple of weeks, so took off at about 8 to go run some errands here, and got back to the QTH and thought, well, I can make it in, so flipped the switches on and probably drifting a little more than usual after the cold start here, Rick. But this morning running the Central Electronics 10A with the 458 VFO. Of course, that's the D104 going into the 10A. And the exciter is working into the old Johnson Viking Thunderbolt here. I'm watching the pattern on the Central Electronics MM2 scope. And the receiver is the R390A with the sideband slicer off the 455 IF. And antenna setup is the link coupled, the homebrew link coupled tuner to open wire feeders and a dipole at about 40 feet. So that's the setup here. And I think I'm going to be rushing off to do some yard work early afternoon before the heat builds too much. It looks like we're getting another wave of hot stuff. Might be touching 90 tomorrow based on the forecast here. So good morning to everybody on the Advantage Sideband Net. We'll send it back over to you, Rick. Thanks for running the show here. N9RK from AC8FL, Fenton, Michigan.
Well, thank you, John, and I appreciate you checking in. You're very vintage-y this morning, as always, with the Central Electronics. And, of course, we love the signal slicer, and, of course, not a Central Electronics piece, but we love the Johnson Thunderbolt. So thank you, John. And that ends my list of eight, and we're going to go to the top of the list, and that is the Wizard. The Wizard of Northwest Illinois, the one, the only, the incomparable, Bob number one, W9RAN. Now, crushing round of applause. Come now.
Hey, let's hear it for me. N9RK and Vintage Sideband Junkies W9RAN. Well, I have to say, I was a bit surprised to be Bob number one, which I am indebted to N1RK, N1KW. I'm sorry for because I knew I could not have a
you had drifted all the way up to 3843 and change. So your Yaesu definitely gets the Vintage Yaesu Award. And thank you for being Bob number one. We highly appreciate your effort. So let's move on to an alternate personality. N1KW. Remember, tell everybody who you are, where you are, and what kind of suction stuff you're running. This is N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Net.
Yeah, good morning, Rick and the gang. This is Bob, N1KW in Homer Glen, Illinois. And Bob number one there, that FT7, I remember running one of those back in the 70s, took it to the beach in Rhode Island and put a 20-meter quarter-wave vertical right up at the edge of the salt water and had a couple of radials laid out and then buried coax about 100 feet back onto the beach where the beach blanket was. Nobody knew we were associated with that pole sticking up out there. But boy, I remember working DX like crazy on 20 meters. That was like during one of the sunspot cycle peaks. Anyway, I'm on the same Kenmore 530 top loader I was on last week, but this morning I put it on the bench and wired bias in for the mic. So today, it's the same radio as last week, but I'm running a 1/2 cent Electret mic cartridge. And I am driving my old homebrew 41,000 amplifier to the same old antenna system here. So anyway, oh, and by the way, I did plug in a dynamic mic after I did the mod, and it seems to drive just fine. The resistors I put in for providing a DC bias for the electret mic should load the mic circuit down a little bit, but boy, it didn't seem to. Plugged a dynamic mic in, and it still seemed to have plenty of mic gain. So now it's a bi-mic radio. Back to you there, Rick, N9RK and the gang, N1KW.
Well, I'll tell you what, you really, truly, you sound very, very good this morning on that Kenwood with the half-cent electret microphone cartridge. I love being reminded about that. So you're Bob Squared today, Bob 2, Bob number 2. K9KU, who is always my John number 1, please come now. And let's see if he's still on a Yaesu. We'll find out if he gets the bell or not. The suspense is killing us. Come now.
Okay, well, thank you. John number 1, wow. I'd like to say good morning to Bob number 1 and Bob number 2 also. And the electric microphone, Bob sounds great. Anyway, I am on the FC-101B, the same as usual, and I really appreciated the clarifier with Bob number 1. I can just follow up the band, you know, that's the same as usual. Cool. I don't have that benefit with the old template. Although they have a lot more seats. Anyway, thanks for running an effort. And
yeah, John number one, and a 101E, which gets the bell. Thank you, John. He adds to his list of bell accomplishments. WB2QLL, Whiskey Bravo 2, Quebec Lima Lima. You know, high on top of the mount, you know, you used to have, used to be called, well, let's see, there was not used to be, it used to be called Mount McKinley. Now it's, I forget what they call it. And there's Mount Washington, and there's, Mount Everest, you know, Mount Kilimanjaro, but nothing surprises or surpasses me when I hear about Mount Pleasant, where everything is great. Good morning, good morning, Pete, and he has Bob as a middle name, which gets him a bell anyway. Come on, Pete, come now.
Okay, N9RK. WB2QLL, very good, yes, high on the mountain here. Which was disturbed by my next door neighbor who spent the week getting his 100-foot driveway widened, and so I had to listen to concrete cutting from sunup almost to sundown as they knocked off around 6 p.m. So that was a fun week. All right, and last Saturday was a fun Saturday. I wasn't here. I was at the Caledonia Free Fest, which I think was a success. Since it's free, there's no accurate count of human participants. But a lot of hams were there, and I picked up a few, $5 items, but they were useful $5 items that I was actually looking for. So I consider the Caledonia Free Fest a success. It's put on by the Racine Megacycle Club, and the rig that I'm using is owned by the Racine Megacycle Club, since I don't want to be a part of it right now. This is a Tentec Delta 580, which does have a rotary band switch. That works. The club used to use this for field day years ago, and was given to me to evaluate to see what the story is on it. And I remember that when I used it, I had to use it for most of this week, and it suddenly occurred to me that I do remember its original problem, which is the intermittent receive. That's probably It would be a relay contact if it had relays, but it doesn't. And a number of other problems of calibration and broken knobs and other things, so we will come up with some kind of answer on this eventually. I know there's a carrier on my signal here, but I decided that in the spirit of vintage radio, that would be acceptable. Henry 2K Classic X, the Dentron DTR 3KA Linear, open wireline to doublet, that's 35 feet high. And the microphone is Shure 404C, as in Charmaine. N9RK WB2QLL.
Well, thank you, Pete, and you do get a bell just because you have the middle name Bob. And though you have a 10-tech, it is a legal 10-tech because it has the, as Bob said, a road, not as Bob said, yeah, he is the Bob, Pete Bob. Peter Roberts said it has a rotary band switch, which takes us on to KQ9J. KQ9J, you're next on the Vintage Sideband, that whether you like it or not. Come down.
All right, very good there, Rick. Thank you very much. N9RK in the Vintage Sideband, that KQ9J. I lost track of all the Bobs already. I don't know which Bob I am, if I'm three or four. Anyway, good morning from Park Falls, Wisconsin, 50 miles south of Lake Superior. We have sunshine here and 69 degrees, headed up to a high of 84 today. Should be absolutely beautiful out there. Just making my list of ingredients. I'm going to put some spare ribs in the smoker later on, and maybe get some sweet corn from the corn man to go with that. Should be good. This morning I am running my Yaesu Fox Tango 101E, FT101E, driving the Heathkit FB200 amplifier. Wanted to get in here with this on Yaesu month. I won't be around next weekend. I'm actually going to be in Green Bay for the Packer game. But wanted to make sure. I've been working on this rig for a while, and I got her going today. And wanted to make sure that I got it on here during the month of Yaesu. So, Rick and everybody else, have a great day. N9RK, KQ9J.
Well, thank you. You are Cubic Bob right now. You're Bob number three, so you plus the 101E, which deserves the bell. Thank you, Bob. So let's move to N9KQ, November 9 Kilo Tango Uniform. Come now, you're part of the Vintage Sideband now.
Well, very good there, Rick, and thank you. Name here is Fred, and I am calling from a small little town in the upper peninsula of Michigan called McFarland. I'm located somewhere in between Escanaba and Marquette. Anyway, the radio here I'm running is a TS-830, and of course that will go into my amp supply, which I'm putting out about 1,000 watts, and that will go into a link couple transmatch. Antenna is open wire fed, inverted V. And Rick, I know you've been waiting for this, so we'll just lay it on you right now. And the microphone is a half-cent electric cartridge.
Are you done?
We're through.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's getting to be a habit with hearing about them, the half-cent electric microphone cartridge. Anything else you got to add?
Oh, that's all, Rick. We got a beautiful day here. We're 66, and we're going up to 82.
Now, is that age or temperature?
Say that again.
I said, is that your age or the temperature?
That's the temperature, Rick.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Fred, for checking in. Let's move on. Oh, here's, I'm not going to say sulking, but I'm thinking it. K908, good morning, Clark. You're always on frequency with me, Clark. Come now.
Okay, thanks, Rick. K9RK in the Vintage Sideband. This is the one and only Clark in Madison, Wisconsin. It's 68 degrees and partly sunny. Looks like it's going to be a nice day. And yes, apparently I am on a little off frequency. I'll have to check that. I did work the
seen that, that you got over at your rotoring your mode switch has put you perfectly on frequency and you sound like Clark. So thank you, Clark. Plus, you do always get a bell for the double bazooka. Now, how often can you say bazooka either on the radio or in normal conversation? And once again, thank you, Clark. Ah, here comes the ears. The ears of the vintage sideman that we missed last week. The one, the only, the notorious N9GH. Good morning, Gary.
Okay, good morning, Rick. Good morning, all the vintage sidebanders out there. This is Gary up in Wautoma, Wisconsin, November 9 Golf Hotel. And today I am running a Yaesu FT-101 Bravo. FT-101B. Got the Yaesu hand mic with it. Got the remote VFO and the remote and the external speaker with it. Not running the amplifier. I have an FT or FL-2100, but I don't have that in line here. But I do have the Collins 30L1 behind it. So it's a respectable amount of power. And the antenna is the normal inverted D up at 85 feet. I'm in Studio B, so running a piece of coax back to the home-built link-coupled transmatch. So that's the situation. Yeah, last week I was at the Chippewa Falls Ham Fest. First time I'd been out to that one. And pretty interesting. Picked up some vintage gear. Still have it, still working on it a little bit. But we'll have it on the air here pretty soon. And some other odds and ends. So it's first time out to Chippewa Falls Ham Fest. It was an interesting ride, and I've never been up there before. So had a good time out there last Saturday. Back over to you, Rick, N9RK and 9GH.
All right, Gary. Thank you for coming back, and glad that you picked up some more gear. And just a reminder that Belvedere is probably the last time you get to see, well, yours truly at a ham fest, and I believe that is the 24th of September, which is coming up a whole lot quicker than I'd like to think. So thank you, Gary. N-O-W-9-C-B-N, Whiskey 9, Charlie Brown, November. The incomparable Steve O, please come now. This is N9RK.
N9RK in the vintage single sideband nuts. You guys are nuts this morning, I tell you, but you know what? It's a beautiful thing. I love it. You're making the founder of this particular net probably smile from ear to ear, knowing that he left it in the hands of a bunch of crackpots. Anyway, W9 Charlie Bravo November. I'm Steve O, Sierra Tango Echo Victory Oscar, to those that don't know. I'm located in Milwaukee, off the western shores of Lake Michigan. We're about 70 degrees right now, and we're going to get up into the low 80s. It's going to be a beautiful day. The sun's already out shining, and so is Rick. You're shining this morning, Rick, but you're doing a fine job, my friend, doing a fine job. Good to hear all the vintage sidebanders out this morning. Everybody south of the state line, all the way to cross up north, all you guys are coming in quite nicely, even up there in Wautoma, Gary. Man, you know, Pete down there, Kenosha area, everyone's coming in great into Milwaukee. All right, let's see, up in Studio B, kind of like Gary, where I leave my Yaesu and all the vintage sideband stuff at, particularly FT-101 Echo, and I'm running seven pieces with it, the same seven pieces that I ran last week, so I'm not going to run them down to you, but I got a couple other pieces on the side just in case someone steps up and tries to challenge my seven. But in the meantime, we're just going to stick with the seven. It seems to suffice. All right, that's the story from Milwaukee, man. I got to go back into Studio A and start trying to see if I got the, man, Rick, the last 7 days have been terrible for me, man. I took out a couple of transmitters because of a defective tuner, a tuner that had an issue, and took out a Valiant. I'm going to hook back up my Globe Champion 300 in a few minutes. Hopefully all is well with that now that I've done the proper maintenance that was required. And I also took out my 600 audio on my Johnson 600 on 10 meters Thursday night. So lots been happening, man. The gremlins been going crazy, running rapid. But I'm going to catch that little sucker and put him back in the box. N9 really kooky in the vintage single sideband nuts. W9 Charlie Brown, November.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you've had some vintage gremlins. You know, I don't know where they've been, in a box somewhere, but you get the bell. So you get the bell for the 101. So here we go. Thank you. Thank you very much there, Steve-O. K9 Frank Whiskey Tom, K9 FWG. It's your nickel on the vintage sideband net. Come now.
Okay, Rick, N9RK and the vintage sideband at K9 FWT. This is Ken in Cary, Illinois, northeastern Illinois. And as usual on Saturday morning, we're running the FT101E with an unamplified D104 microphone into an AL811, and the antenna is a 160-meter dipole fed with ladder line.
Ken, thank you, Ken, for checking in. Uh-oh, as I've done for many years, and I've done the same intro many, multiple times. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's Super Dave, N9WQ, where it's always sunny in North Fond du Lac. Come down.
Hear ye, hear ye. I mean, hear ye, hear ye. They, them, I don't know, whatever. Good morning. I'm not tuned up exactly where I should be, but you're getting about 75 or 80 watts. I am on a Yes, Yaesu, FT101E, with a YC601 display. I've got a YS60 Yaesu watt meter. I've got a Landliner phone patch, and I'm even listening in what would you call that, diversified reception on a different antenna and a different receiver, a Yaesu FR101G, that means digital, and it's got its own separate speaker too. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 six chunks of Yaesu hanging up there at the moment. Everybody's sounding great here today, Rick, including you. Not necessarily but including you. And I just want to make sure that you know you're supposed to ding that bell. And I don't know if you've got any questions. I've got plenty of answers. Now, the question is, incorrect answers are $2, correct answers are $4. You're going to have to make a decision here.
Well, how many pieces of Yaesu did you have?
Six, number six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Say, come you go.
Well, yeah, based on your, you're still not in the lead. There was someone with seven named Steve-O, and he has seven, God, I don't have seven fingers. If I did, I'd play the piano better. Anyway, Dave, you get the bell. We do have that plethora of Yaesus today, but we have I'm going to give you a Halicrafters question. So we're putting the bell aside, keeping the microphone open. And the SX-146 amateur band receiver, 80 to 10 meters sideband CW and FM, was with transceived when was used with another transmitter, a Halicrafter transmitter. Do you know what an HD transmitter, an SX-146, was normally?
paired with to be in transceive. Come now with your answer.
I'm going to go ahead and say it's an HT-146. I don't know. I remember that was a little set, like a little table model. I thought that 146 was like a little 2-meter rig or something, as I recall. I worked on one with W1FIF one afternoon. So I'm going to go with an HT-146 because I have no idea.
Well, you're close. It was an HT, yes, 46, but not a 146. So you get a half an answer. You know, about half answer. Wait a sec. Can't say that on the radio. What do you think of that, Dave?
Well, you know, the fact that I remembered what it was, and, you know, I'm good with that. You know, that means I'm still alive, and the good Lord reminds me constantly that I'm not perfect, over.
Well, you're perfect in our eyes there, Mr. Dave, so thank you for checking in, and even when you're mobile, because we give you just special dispensation when you're mobile. Hey, let's go to our second to the last, Bob, ND9B, DX from Indiana, Kokomo Bob, come now.
Alrighty, N9RK, ND9B, Kokomo Bob from Kokomo, 50 miles north of Indianapolis, and I'm running my green machine, the Hot Water 101, or as I like to call it, the 22 toaster oven. Yeah, I think I'm on frequency, putting out meters business, putting something out, so I hope you can hear me, and running Meritron AL80B into a 43-foot vertical, and having the receive on a receiver that's 8 miles away, unfortunately, because the neighborhood is noisy here. The Heath kit has got a good receiver, but it just nothing works in this neighborhood receiving-wise. Okay, that's all I got there, Rick. N9RK, ST9B.
Well, thank you, Bob, and I understand about noise. I do get a bunch of it here, especially noticeable on 2 and 6 meters. But Bob, you are Bob Quad today. You're Bob number 4. And actually, we're going to have Bob number 5. WB9BGO, Bob number 5. Bob number 5, come now.
Bob number 5, I don't think I've heard of a Bob number 5 before. I just know we went that high, but I guess I would make it to the party today. I'll take it. And if somebody got early, one of the Bobs was,
Bob, and on the TR-4Z, Charlie. And, yes, Belvedere, I will be there with the notorious WD9-ETZ from McFarland. So we will have tables side-by-side and selling each other's, I can't say selling each other's stuff, but extolling the virtue of our each other's stuff. All right, that was the last. Bob, number five, was the last on the list. And right now we've set a new record of 5 Bobs and 16 check-ins, plus a middle name Bob. So we're really up there today. Is there anyone else who would like to check into the vintage sideband? Please come now. Use of phonetics is highly encouraged.
W9, Greased Lightning.
Wow, all the way from W9GL, south of Madison. Good morning, Tim. Come now.
Well, yeah, good morning. Hi. You already introduced me. My name is Jim. Somewhere between Oregon and Stoughton. And as Rick said, south of Madison. So, I don't have a lot of gear anymore. I'm using the Drake stuff that I bought in 62 or 73, 69. Been a good friend of mine for quite a while. Additionally, here I have a Palomar M827 watt meter with the sliding LED scale. Kind of cool, fun to watch. ETO10 scope, which I very seldom turn on, but I did just for today. The microphone is a Fen Tone, FEN-TONE. Dual microphone, crystal type, dual element, and as a highlight today, I am running a Tensor TNSOR desk light. It's one of those high-intensity desk lights from the 60s or 70s or whatever, and just to keep that, it has an incandescent bulb in it, a 1003 incandescent light bulb. So that's about it, Rick. And anybody else, this is W9GL.
Well, Jim, you get no bell or no point for what you're running today and if you're incandescent bulb fucking the trend of LED. So thank you, Jimmy, for checking in and hope that you come back. You changed the Bob ratio from 5 to 7, 17 to 5 now. So anybody else out there who wants to check in, please come now. Any relay? All right, well, we managed to get, including the pre-list, about an hour and 5 minutes out of this. This is N9RK saying 73 to all, and to all a good day. Bye, guys. Thanks for coming around and yay-suing me so much.